Consumer prices have risen at the fastest rate in two decades. That was according to new figures released by the Central Statistics Office yesterday. And included in this are the spiralling energy costs. They continue to be passed on to the consumer. The latest information shows that the cost of household utility bills is up by 11.8% in the year. I want to take a closer look at all of this and find out what it means for those who are paying the bills. I'm joined on the line by RTE business journalist Adam Maguire. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
So, I'm very well, but we want to talk to you to get to the root of all this and why it's happening in the first place. So the utility prices have increased dramatically. Anyone who's having to fork out for the heat and the light will know this. But why has it happened with such drama right around the world?
Yeah, it's cold comfort to people, but it is a European or even a global issue. Energy prices skyrocketing around the world in recent months. A number of reasons for that, they've all kind of come together for a perfect storm, and some of them are particularly bad news for Ireland. So firstly, people might remember a cold snap in Europe last April. That led to the region's energy reserves being tapped into, and they weren't recovered back to their normal level by the end of last year, so there was less gas in Europe. Part of the reason for that was a reduced supply coming from Russia. That's a major supplier to the region. It ties into a whole range of geopolitical issues relating to the US, Ukraine and so on. But it meant that the tap was running a little bit lower from Russia over the last year too. And while it is a European issue, Ireland was particularly exposed because more than half of our electricity comes from gas. So when the price of gas goes up, our electricity almost always goes up alongside that. On top of that, we also had calmer weather in the second half of last year. So the wind farms that we have up and running already didn't generate as much electricity as would have been hoped. We also have ever-rising demand from the likes of data centres. The CSO has data today showing that their electricity usage was up more than 140% in the 5 years to 2020. And then we also had two energy plants offline for maintenance for a couple of months last year. So all of that came together at the wrong time and pushed energy prices higher for everybody.
People will be interested to hear you mention the data centres there and the demand that they have for energy. Are you saying that that's a factor in increasing prices here?
Well, it's definitely keeping demand up higher, and it's obviously caused issues in terms of supply. And we heard last year there were fears about maybe brownouts in parts of the country. So it's definitely keeping upward pressure on demand. And when you have high demand, obviously it means prices go up too.
The other problem we have here, Adam, is the lack of competition in the energy market in Ireland, is it?
That is an issue. Now, we do have a couple of suppliers and some international suppliers, like Bord Gáis is owned by Centrica, which is the owner of British Gas. We have SSE in the market as well. But really part of the problem is that they're all buying from the one market because there's very little supply coming into the country at the moment beyond, say, wind. We have to buy from abroad in terms of gas. So they're all buying from the one market, and it means that they're all affected once the price goes up. They can't go somewhere else and shop around, and so it gets passed on to consumers.
We are often told, though, that we should be switching our energy providers, but how much of a difference does that actually make to what you're paying every month or every 2 months?
It could make a huge difference. The rule of thumb is that if you've not changed in the last 2 years or maybe even 1 year, you're almost certainly paying more than you have to. Now, how much more is dependent on who you're with, obviously what your energy usage is like. But essentially, utility companies will offer a new customer a discounted rate. And once you're past that introductory offer, you get bumped up to the standard rate. So it's worth having a look and seeing what the options are out there. And it's actually a really simple process as well. It only takes a couple of minutes. It seems daunting, but it's really, really not. I did it myself last week, and I'm told I'm going to be saving around €700. It took me over the course of the year. It took me about 5 minutes to do.
€700 you're saving in the year.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm being told. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see. But it's a huge amount of money over the course of a year. It said it took me no time to switch. All you really need is get one of your recent bills, because you need to get your meter number, your MPRN. If you have gas, it's also the GPRN. So your bill will have those details on there. If you can, take a meter reading of both, then go on to the likes of, say, bonkers.ie, the comparison website, and follow through the steps. And it will tell you, you put in what you're paying at the moment. It will tell you what the options are and what you should be saving over the course of the year. And once you give it your details, then they'll pretty much handle the rest. You'll get emails and letters in the post to say you've switched over, and pretty much the hard work is done for you once you give them that basic information up front.
Well,
and if you're saving more than €100 in the year, it's well worth it. It only takes a few minutes.
Well, I hope you get your €700 savings.
Yeah.
That's a great figure. What about micro generation then, Adam? We hear a lot about this at the moment. How can that help us save on our energy bills?
Well, the theory here is that you're generating on site, so say you have solar panels or even a wind turbine or something like that. Up front, it means that you're going to be using less electricity from the grid. So you're buying less from your utility, and that obviously means that you're going to be paying less in your bills. There's also the potential down the line to be selling back into the grid. Now, there needs to be some framework around that, which doesn't exist at the moment. You also need to have a smart meter, which most homes won't have for another couple of years. But the theory is you could maybe, you know, sell a bit of electricity back and make a little bit of money back on that as well. The problem, of course, is that there's a fairly decent upfront cost of that. You're probably talking at €5,000 plus to get this up and running. So you're going to take a few years before you actually make your money back on that. But it is potentially something as a way of, as I said, reducing your demand and then also maybe making a little bit of money down the line.
I'm wary about recommending that to people, though, because as you say, the upfront cost is substantial. So either you have to have cash in the bank or you have to be prepared to take out a loan. So for many people, it's just not feasible to do that.
No, it's not. And really, there are a lot more steps you can take before then to save money before you get down to making big investments into your home, like microgeneration or major retrofit. I mean, it really goes back to the simple stuff around watching your usage, you know, not leaving the light on when you're not in the room, you know, maybe getting a thermostat so that the heat is only coming on when the house is cold rather than on a set timer. Switching your bulbs over, which, again, it's a very small thing, but, you know, you add all these little bits together and suddenly you're actually saving lot of money. So if you switch from, say, a traditional bulb to an LED, they cost more upfront, but they're as bright, if not brighter. They last a lot longer, about 30 years, and they use about 10% of the electricity of a traditional bulb. So you might be saving a couple of euro over the course of the year on one bulb, multiply that across the house to 10, 20 bulbs, and suddenly you're saving 100 euro plus just on your lighting alone. So very simple changes like that can make a difference for very little upfront cost.
It's no harm to remind us about all of those basic things you can do, like in my house where you have the child in a t-shirt turning the heating on to full blast.
Yeah, well, we did have an electricity company in Britain suggesting that customers could put the jumper on and maybe snuggle up to their pets to save on their energy bills. But probably not the best message to send it when you're also upping prices. But yeah, there are simple things you can do like that. And you can actually save a lot of money over the course of the year by doing them.
Now, one way that everyone is supposed to be able to save or will get some money back is this 100 euro off their electricity bills. It might give people some respite, but it's not coming for some time, is it?
No, it doesn't look like it. This was first approved by Cabinet back in December. It was a 100 euro credit to households for their energy prices. It's going to be sent directly to energy companies, so it won't be a check in the post. So you'll either see it deducted from your bill or if you're a pay-as-you-go customer, you'll get a 100 euro credit added to your account. So it was originally floated as something that would happen for the first bills of 2022, but it needs to have legislation put through to make that happen. Now, it's believed to be part of the government's spring legislative agenda, but of course, it could take weeks for it to actually make its way through the Oireachtas. So I think the expectation is maybe we might see it in March rather than January or possibly later as well. So it's not something you want to be waiting on.
We were trying to find out on the programme, how will people who use prepaid meters get access to that 100 euro? Is there any update on that?
Well, if it's a pay-as-you-go where you top it up with a card, then it's going to be a credit to your account. Anyone who might still be using the old coin-operated meters, I know there's probably still a few of those knocking around, it's not so clear how that's going to work and how they're going to be rebated like other customers.
So what's the outlook then, Adam, as you look ahead down the line? I mean, are utility bills going to keep increasing or is there respite?
There's some hope that things will ease off in the short term and also into the medium and longer term. So first thing is there's a new pipeline between Russia and Germany, the Nord Stream 2. It's being completed. It promises to have a higher supply of gas coming into Europe in the coming months. It has to get approved by European authorities, but I suppose the hope is that it will be up and running in time for the next winter and we won't have that shortfall and that shortage of supply coming in like we did the winter that we're just coming out of. Longer term, there's also a huge amount of wind energy capacity planned for Ireland over the next decade or so, and that will hopefully mean we're less reliant on a flow of gas from Russia to Europe and we can generate more of our electricity and energy in the country. And there's also what's called the Celtic Interconnector. That's an electric cable that's going to run between Ireland and France. It's not going to be built until 2026, but the hope is that that will then give us access to mainland Europe, their electricity market, and then we can buy and sell as we need it, and hopefully that will at least regulate and possibly even keep down energy prices into the future.
So the hope is that we will have buffers against the type of shocks that you described there at the beginning.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a steadier supply of gas in the short term, but also we'll become less dependent on that supply of gas and we'll be able to generate more of our electricity and buy from more markets as well. We're going to be less dependent on one location or one company to try and buy our energy, and we'll be able to be a bit more flexible down the line.
Mm-hmm. You're not saying, though, that in the short term there's going to be any relief here?
No, unfortunately not. I'd say at least for another few months, we're going to see prices stay where they are, possibly even go higher because the short-term issues are still there. But hopefully they won't go much higher, and maybe by this time next year, we might start seeing them ease off a little bit.
Okay, nuclear energy then, pressing the nuclear button, as they say. The European Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, was on the show recently talking about the EU plans to label gas and nuclear energy as being sustainable and as being green. Is that likely to make any difference?
Well, I suppose it will indirectly, because say if you take the example of that Celtic interconnector, if we're buying from mainland Europe, we're buying nuclear energy from somewhere. So if there is more nuclear energy being produced in mainland Europe, we will benefit from that indirectly, even if we aren't doing it ourselves down the line through the likes of the Celtic interconnector. So it's all, you know, it all reduces demand and it brings down the general price in the market. So it could be something we actually benefit from in the future.
Adam, thank you very much. It's a fascinating look at where energy costs are going. That's Adam Maguire there, RTE business journalist. Now, I was talking